talk when you can see who's there. We'll holster our blasters if you come out of the trees.
All right. One wrong outlay and a tricky move. You're gonna get whacked.
There were five of them, all male, all bearded, aged from around 16 to 60, wearing a mix of leathers, furs, and homespuns. They all hefted self-built muskets in good condition, and all of them carried long daggers. Their leader was missing his left arm, and his face showed recent sticky scars, circular raw wounds where the suckers of the muties had ripped away roundels of skin and flesh.
You sure you ain't seen those stickies?
We're sure. Where do they come from?
They escaped from a big settlement about 20 miles north of here, other side of Arville. Mines and plantations owned by the fat man and metal eyes. Slavers. Had a revolution and the muties ran away. They ran this way. Circled our place, though we did have some skirmishes with them.
You lost many?
Yeah, these three. Wouldn't leave and come inside the ville for the night. Paid the blood and fire price to the fuckers. Had two women chilled in the first night, too, before we knew the muties were around.
Any chance of getting some food and water?
Why not? We don't have too much to spare, but you're welcome to what we got. And if we run into the stickies, those blasters you got could be right useful.
Wouldn't be the first time this beauty's cut down stickies.
That's good. My name's Ephraim Schwartz, by the way. Nice to meet you both.
There was another sign telling them that they were now approaching the Paul Burgess Art Center.
Who was he?
Famous artist, pre-dark. Bought up a big warehouse on the edge of the old ville way before the nuking. Also took some of the stores and the houses. Set them up to show all his art and stuff.
Not very popular?
You could say that. Turned folks from their homes.
But they reckon he brought a lot of visitors, Ephraim.
Yeah, well, back then, and only for a while. All of that ended with sky dark and the long winters.
Is the art still here?
Yeah, it sure is. Useless garbage. You can see it after we've given you some passage food. Nobody else bothers much these days with it.
Ryan weighed up the settlement as they walked into it. There was a main drag, with a number of tumbled houses and stores, and a church whose spire had toppled down sometime in the past 100 years, the shingles spilling from it over the neat gravestones in the adjoining cemetery. As far as he could judge, it looked as if about 20 of the homes were still in reasonable repair, holding around 50 men, women, and children, most of whom came out to peer suspiciously at the pair of heavily armed outlanders. Two side streets opened up to show allotments and cultivated fields. Corrals, pinned close to the backs of the houses, held a few scrawny cows and some half-wild hogs. Ephraim Schwartz pointed at a large building on the edge of the township.
There's Burgess's art stuff. That building's held together better than most of them. Likely on account of having more jack spent on it in the first place. Take a look later if you want to.
The food was as poor and scanty as Schwartz had warned them. Thin gruel with bits of fatty pork floating in the transparent depths, with some gritty bread and saltless butter, followed by some bruised windfall apples and a beaker of cloudy moonshine that bit like a cotton mouth. But Ryan and JB forced down as much as they could.
Thanks plenty for the meal.
Yeah.
A glance at his cron showed Ryan that it was 3 parts of the hour past 1 in the afternoon. He wiped his mouth on his sleeve and stood suddenly, seeing out of the corner of his eye that one of the younger men had been working his way toward the Steyr rifle, his hand creeping out toward the walnut stock. Ryan chose to ignore the attempt, seeing that JB had also spotted the movement.
We'll go and take a look at the art building, then we'll move on.
You want any of us to come with you, show you the way, keep the stickies out of your path?
I reckon we can find it. Thanks again for the grub. You take care now.
None of the villagers showed much expression, no handshakes or waves or smiles, merely the same surly, watchful resentfulness and suspicion. A couple of mangy dogs followed the two men along the street. The sun had broken through, and the damp was rising in clouds of fetid steam from the rank puddles. Ryan glanced behind them, but nobody was following.
Classic frontier pest hole.
Not many dumps like this have pre-dark art galleries. Might be interesting. Find paintings and stuff. Never heard of this Burgess guy, though.
Me neither. Here it is. Hope the sector's open.
If not, then we'll just carry on north toward Wolfram's headquarters.
They walked cautiously inside, to be greeted by automatic strip lighting that threw a stark white glow over the interior of the old warehouse and its contents. Ryan had seen pictures of old galleries and museums in ancient crumbling mags, walls lined with delicate paintings and beautiful colors. He'd even seen originals in a few of the wealthier villas, owned by barons with a taste for excess and splendor. The Paul Burgess collection wasn't like anything he'd seen before. There were no pictures, and nothing that resembled any kind of statue or sculpture.
What the fuck is this?
Damned if I know.
They were in a large, single room, at least 100 feet long and about 40 feet in width. The walls were painted a matte white that had faded to a muddy cream. The ceiling was the same color. And the room was filled with scattered rows of boxes, all precisely the same size. Ryan's guests put them at regular cubes, with each side close to 4.5 feet. Some were dull metal, looking like aluminum. Some were partly of wood and partly of clear perspex. Some were a mix of all three materials, with an occasional cube with an empty side to it.
This is art. I've seen better art on shithouse walls and frontier gaudies.
JB began to walk around, examining the boxes.
I don't know. They're real well built, Ryan. Precise. Engineered to a T, I guess.
He pressed down firmly on the top of one of the metal cubes.
Solid.
But they're the same. Fucking boring. What's the point? I know what I like in art, and it's not this. This isn't art.
The armorer walked to a small white notice tacked to the wall.
Says that Paul Burgess was the greatest minimalist artist of the 20th century. Took minimalism to new heights.
I guess minimalism means there's almost nothing there.
There's other rooms out back.
JB threaded his way through the irregular rows of cubes. Ryan followed him reluctantly.
If it gets more minimalist than this, it'll vanish of its own ass.
The next room had a long table at its center, made from the same smooth metal as most of the cubes. Ryan noticed that it tapered about 6 inches along its total length of around 20 feet. On it were bolted a number of pyramids of chromed steel, all the same size, at regular intervals.
I know. You reckon it's nicely made. Sure is.
Well, it is.
Does it have a name?
Says it's called Construct XLVII 1995 for Rabin. Wasn't he the Israeli baron who got chilled?
Ryan ignored the question, walking through into another room. The building was totally without windows, a single door appearing at the farther end. The next section had yet more of the minimalist exhibits from Paul Burgess. A partition wall of hardboard had weathered and warped over the decades, inset with a row of identical doors, with a peephole at its center and brass handles stained green with age.
The card says this one's called Alpha Particles Reversed CLVII.
They open or closed?
Guess.
Closed?
Right. I think I've seen what I need to see. How about we get going north, JB?
Sure.
What's that?
Main door opening. Real quiet. Feel the draft coming in from it?
Both of them were instantly alert. In Deathlands, the only people who tried to approach you silently were enemies. Ryan glanced around. Apart from the row of locked doors, there was no cover. The back exit might be locked or it might be open, but whoever was coming after them had likely got it covered.
Run or fight?
Fight. What's in the side room next to long?
JB slid along and peered around the corner.
Set of steel tables, about a dozen of them.
Fixed or free?
JB disappeared for a moment, then reappeared.
Freestanding. Notice says the viewer should feel free to rearrange them as they wish.
Right. Let's get ready.
Ryan quietly walked to the row of doors, holding the blunt end of his panga over the first handles. He waited to listen, making sure that the intruders weren't advancing on them.
Knock the rest of these handles off.
From the stillness of the air, Ryan guessed that the big entrance sec door had been closed again, meaning that the villagers, assuming it was them who'd crept in, were all in the first large room with a mixed set of cubes. They probably were waiting to work their way in and pin JB and Ryan down at the far end of the art complex.
Get in one of the doors and keep quiet.
Sure thing, Ryan. You doing the same?
Yeah.
Tiptoeing back to the room with the tables, Ryan and JB silently tipped two over onto their sides, covering the area with the blank doors. Ryan crouched behind one with the rifle on